This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, September 25th. Well, cattle markets finding some pretty decent support as the cash market holds steady to higher this week, offering a pretty solid base of support underneath the futures market. We have seen some active cash so far, which is typical for this late in the week, but we're trading around 105 on the Fed trade, which is up 2 from last week. Dress trade around 165 is up 3 from last week. Box beef values higher yesterday. Choice up 161 at 217. Select up 14 cents at 208. The spread was up 147 at 974. Movement 123 loads. The week-to-date slaughter, 482,000 head. That is 3,000 more than a week ago. And it's about 14,000 more than a year ago. So we're getting into these bigger numbers. Now, we've been working our way through the backlog, which explains why the weights have been so much higher than last year. But it is worth noting that weights are starting to come back. So maybe we're getting out of that backlog of cattle, these massive heavyweight cattle that got skewed from the slaughter patterns from way back in the spring and early summer. But slaughter weights are down about 10 pounds this week from last week. So that's a pretty sharp drop just in 1 week. We're still about 17 over last year, but it's definitely a significant shift in the pattern. The numbers are still relatively tight as far as the marketing whole, even though we're slaughtering more than a year ago. But we're still in that marketing hole. We look for those numbers to increase as we get in later into October. And if the weights stay high, obviously you're going to have a significant increase in beef production. And that's what I've been looking at as you get into the last quarter of this year, that beef production is going to take a significant jump up. And can you increase demand enough to absorb that? And my guess is you probably will not. COVID's not going away. Restaurants aren't opening all over the country, and people are still just hunkering down. So that it makes a huge difference as far as beef consumption. We'll get a good look at what the feedlot situation is this afternoon with the cattle on feed report. We're expecting September 1st on feed numbers to be up about 3.5% over last year, and that would be a record high number for the month of September. August placements at about 6% higher than a year ago, and marketing's down about 3.5% from a year ago. So obviously, all these numbers going in the wrong direction if you're looking for a bullish stance in the market. But again, for now, box beef values have held together very well, and it's helped support the cash trade, which is helping support futures. The hog and pig report out yesterday showed total hog numbers as of September 1 up 2% over last year. The breeding herd was down 2% from last year, and market hogs were up 2% over last year. Market-ready hogs, the heavier weights were up 10% over last year. June through August, farrowings down 3%. The pig crop is down 3%. Sep through November, farrowing intentions down 5%. And December through February, farrowing intentions down 1%. So, the hog herd got skewed quite a bit, too, from the spring fiasco with the packing plant shutting down. But they're trying to get back in line. But it's generally kind of a bearish report for hogs because the hog herd was bigger than what the trade expected. So we'll see how that pans out as far as today's trade activity. But I think generally speaking, we're still working our way through the marketing hole, which is going to support the cash trade, probably support futures, but I think ultimately the market's going to head south as we get into the last quarter of the year. Technically, the market has managed to get back up to some swing highs. On the October, that's a swing high from early August. It's also near the gap area. On the Decembers, the market actually did get back to the gap area, to the swing highs from late August, which were also swing highs from early August. It almost looks like the right shoulder of a head and shoulders formation. We're spending quite a bit of time up here, so we'll see. The market's it had a couple attempts to sell off late last week, early this week, and managed to find some pretty good support. But we haven't been able to really breach past that major resistance. On the Feb live cattle chart, it's more of a double top formation so far. In feeders, a pretty clear defined resistance, which is the gap from mid to late August. The market rallied back up to there, couldn't fill it on the October or the November or even the January. We got right up to it, which was also a swing high from mid-July. So it's a price level, excuse me, that has become an important price level, and it's managed to hold the market on this rally. We've backed away from it, but we're not really selling off aggressively. But I think that that is going to turn out to be some longer-term resistance, and that will probably head south, especially as you get into October, November. You're going to see the huge run of fall calves. At the same time, the feedlots are still pretty full. So I think that's going to add some pressure to the feeder cattle market. The supporting factor, of course, you've got a big corn crop coming and plenty of feed around. But I think ultimately, you know, just trying to find a home for all these calves, yearlings and spring calves is going to be, I think, adding pressure to the market. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.